Hey everyone, welcome back to the Creativity Insights podcast. I'm Anna Lawson and I'm here with Emma Woodrum. And today we are going to be talking about creativity in our majors. I am an accounting major and Emma is a biology major. So Emma, could you start us off with talking about what it means to be a creative person in the biology major?
So I feel like typically when people think of science and math courses, they don't really think about creativity at all as it's so fact-based. But I've learned over the years that that's far from the truth. I think the biggest demonstration of like being a creative person, the biology major, comes during your labs. In your lab work, you are given a problem and you're asked to solve it. It's a process that entails coming up with a research question or hypothesis, figuring out a plan of action and how you want to go about answering the question, and then designing an experiment. This is all requires creativity to kind of use your knowledge that you already know to come up with these new ideas. So as my classmate Jordan, who's also a biology major, put it, being a creative person in biology means not being afraid to step outside of tradition and take a less traveled path in search of answers. I think this perfectly describes the basis of lab work and, you know, figuring out what you're going to do by coming up with a process that's different from everyone else's, you know, different from previously done research. On top of being creative in lab, I personally have to get creative with the ways I learn the content in my classes just because it is so complex. In a research study at Claremont Graduate University, the researcher described the difficulties of learning biology as students have been trained to think, describe, and evaluate concepts. Therefore, they need to think creatively since creativity is a skill to formulate a problem, find out an answer, evaluate, and disseminate it to others. Students who have the skill will have an advantage to understand the concepts because they can evaluate ideas and produce solutions for actual problems. So rather than just learning information and kind of regurgitating it, they get creative with how they can apply it and then use it in the future.
That's so cool because I feel like with science classes, all the answers are sort of found. There's the periodic table. It's all been researched, but there's so much more that you can continue to do to expand the field. What are some of the best ways that you are able to foster creativity, collaboration, or innovation in biology?
Well, I think one of the best ways to foster creativity itself in biology is through collaboration, just from working with others now versus before. I've always been an extremely independent worker in problem solving and problem solver until it came to classes like chemistry or it came to these labs that I like just talked about. Just because you're given a problem and asked to find a way to solve it, and you know, typically you only think of the solutions you have on your own, but by collaborating with others, you're able to combine your ideas and utilize both of your individual creative thinkings to come up with better solutions that answer the questions more efficiently or just stronger. So using bits and pieces of all of our knowledge to come up with new ideas that you wouldn't have been able to come up with on your own.
What are some of the standards that exist in biology to categorize someone as being excellent within it?
So I actually brought this up to one of my other classmates who's a biology major as well, and I thought she had a well-said response. She said that, "I feel that being excellent in biology varies depending on the topic. Obviously, people who have gone through many years of additional schooling, such as obtaining your PhD, categorize you as excellent. But I also feel that being able to come up with new innovative solutions to a problem can categorize someone as excellent. When doing this, you are using everything you have learned in order to come up with a possible solution, which I think makes you excellent." I like this response because when most people think of someone who's smarter or better at a subject, they imagine someone who's at a higher level in it. While Alyssa did kind of like address that, she also indirectly highlighted the importance of being creative in the major and how that can excel you. She focused on like the inventiveness aspect of biology and how there's so much more than just learning facts and, like I said, regurgitating them. So while you may know a lot, it still requires that extra creative aspect to actually excel in the subject and use the material appropriately as you move forward into like a career with biology.
Finally, how can creativity be learned in biology?
I think this branches off of what I was just talking about, as creativity is heavily learned from others. It can be learned in biology by exposing yourself to other people and thinkers, because kind of like as I described, it helps you combine your different ways of thinking to come up with these different solutions, just because everyone thinks and approaches problems differently. So I think a huge part of being creative and problem solving is learning the different methods of how to approach problems and finding the most effective solutions. So by being surrounded by other scientists who think differently than you, it allows you to learn these new perspectives and combine ideas to do so. So up next, we'll be talking about creativity and accounting, which is Anna's major. So Anna, a lot of people perceive accountants as antisocial, working on spreadsheets all day long. What got you interested in accounting?
So it's a little bit funny because I did not come into college as an accounting major. For the College of Business, everybody has to take 2 introductory accounting courses, and I went into them being really fearful about how they would be, since they're known as some of the harder classes in Cobb. I've never really thought of myself as a math person, and so I wasn't sure how I was going to do. But when I took financial accounting, I realized that I had a knack for it. Accounting is kind of like a puzzle, and figuring out how all the different pieces work together, and it just made sense to me in my brain. And my professor told me to take advantage of this and the way that my brain thinks, and she eventually convinced me to switch to be an accounting major.
I think that's so impressive. I personally, just because I'm such a science person, I could never. So I think that's pretty cool. What do you think is the reality of accounting, and can creativity exist in it?
So I was a little bit worried when I did switch to accounting that I wouldn't be able to think outside the box, and that it would just be a boring desk job where every day is the same. But I talked with a recruiter from an accounting firm, and she told me a lot about how every day is different at her job, and she's always thinking on her feet and adapting and talking to clients and thinking of new ways to solve their problems. And my accounting professor always says that accountants are storytellers, so we take the data and the numbers and transform it into a narrative that is all put together in a nice looking financial statement, and it reveals the true story behind the numbers, what's really going on within a company. And another professional that I talked to said that tax allows me to utilize critical thinking, and long term, my outgoing personality is good for client relations. I think a creative person has a mind to process information variously, critically, and offers a unique perspective. So accounting is less of an antisocial job. You really have to have that great outgoing personality and be able to relate to clients so that you can help them solve their problems.
Yeah, I think that relates a lot to biology in the sense that it's not so much like a straightforward creatively thinking major as you might consider like the art subjects, but that aspect of problem solving is definitely super important and utilizes creativity a lot. What is the impact of technology on accounting, especially with the rise of AI?
So this has kind of been a hot topic within one of my classes right now. One of my classmates was asking my professor, like, with AI, I feel like everything can be automated and all these spreadsheets can just be done automatically. But with accounting, you really have to tap into that creativity, because though computers can crunch those numbers, accountants need to come up with the original solutions to help their clients. It's always evolving, and that's happening faster than AI, and human thinking and processing and problem solving cannot compare to what a computer can do.
Yeah, I completely agree. And lastly, how can accountants become more creative?
So something that is talked about a lot in the business world is soft skills versus hard skills. So your hard skills are being able to use Excel or use the different programs, and really the more technical things that you learn in classes, versus the soft skills of communication and creativity and adaptability. And so an IBM survey found that executives believe that creativity will be the most important characteristic for successfully navigating the business world of the future. And a 2017 McKinsey study revealed that the most creative companies outperform their peers in terms of financial performance and innovation. So creativity is a very important skill within the business world that is oftentimes overlooked. With accounting, it's really important to ask those why and how questions about why there's a certain trend or how we can be more efficient. And this leads to improvements, whether they be huge or more incremental. It's important to have professional skepticism, so constantly asking those questions and figuring out the answers and doing the research to develop that answer. And like I said before, accounting, you need to have those people skills, having empathy and an understanding of others, listening intentionally to your clients and asking questions to seek understanding. And you need all of these skills to help provide information to support the decision process. And a lot of that comes with thinking on your feet, and that's a big skill of a lot of creative people. Creative thinking requires an openness to innovation and the capability to formulate fresh solutions and having that mental flexibility to be able to think on your feet. So I think that creativity is a huge aspect of the accounting profession.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. That was definitely super enlightening for me because I personally viewed accounting, and I'm sure most people viewed accounting as black and white, just as it is so math-based. But thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you learned a little bit more. Yeah. See you in the next episode.
Bye, guys.